Hi, and welcome to the Big 3-0. It is episode 30 of If Water Coolers Could Talk. And I'm Jess, and that stinker over there is Danielle, who made me laugh just as the countdown was going to record. So you enjoy yourself over there.
I really am. That was completely intentional.
Oh, I assumed, but it worked. It worked. Don't worry.
It's good times.
I'll get you back.
Oh, you'll get me back. It's okay.
Anyway.
It's what we do.
Good to be back.
Yeah, so how was your week?
Great. No, it was fine. Weather wasn't horrible. Like, it's a lot of things have melted. Work was okay. Oh, it was good. A friend of mine came back because her dad had passed, so she came back this week. And that's good. She brought back a kitty cat with her dad's cat. So now she's trying to get her cats to get used to him and vice versa. I think it's more that her two girls, who look like female boots, like they're big orange fluffy girls. And they're both just like, like circling him. I don't know. They're picking on him. Well, I haven't seen
they're
it.
They're orange cats.
It's just what's going in my head. But he looks kind of like Oscar. Like, he's white with orange patches. And they all have names that start with P, so it's cute. But anyway.
Oh, so it's three orange cats.
It's going to be insane at her house.
So the orange cats are the crazy cats. We all know this.
Boots was nuts. Remember, he would stalk me and the kids, and I remember him cornering me on the stairs at the last house, and I'm like, Carlos had to come. Christian came, and he's just like, Boots, stop your BS. He used to say that a lot, because Boots would always be doing something. I remember him walking like along the dresser, and I don't know if he was knocking stuff over, but I heard that, Boots, stop your BS, and I'm just like, I don't know why, but I still laugh about it. Oh, it's funny. So,
because it's adorable.
That's good. Awesome. It was okay. Christian had some hockey, and they had a really amazing game. They didn't win, but it was really entertaining, just back and forth, back and forth. No. It went to a shootout, so that they didn't win. I wish Christian had been one of the ones who got to try to score, because then maybe they would have won. Just saying. Anybody listening? I'm just kidding. It was a really good game. It was really good. So I went to the gym. No. So I was sore, 2 days later. But that hydro massage at the end, it makes it worth my while.
Oh, definitely.
I mean, I did do a good workout.
I was thinking about that.
Oh, yeah. When you come next, we should just wander in and use the hydro beds.
Oh, yeah. I'll pretend to work out so I can use the hydro beds.
I remember talking to the assistant manager there, like my friend Myrna and I, and she's like, oh, yeah, girl, you don't even have to work out. You guys can just come in and use this room. The massage, there's tanning, there's whatever, all these, the massage chair and bed. And I'm like, oh. I'm like, no, don't do that. Don't do that.
No, it really would be an incentive to work out and to tell yourself you can't use the bed until you've worked out, because I would probably work out a lot more if I got to use a hydro bed after. Those things are amazing. Yeah.
So, Amber got...
It would be.
She's doing good at her new job and getting ready for the other one, and got all fitted and stuff for her outfits for the other one. Ooh. And so cute. And she's done her exam. I think she finished her final exam this week. So I think she's relieved.
Oh, nice.
I would assume. So, Carlos went back. So,
I would be
a little quieter, which isn't the best thing. I mean, Christian was here. So, it was still good. But now these cats and dog are going to get bored because it's just me. That's why I was looking at the Amazon toys again for the cats. Which we were discussing before we were
I don't think they
recorded.
Get bored of you.
Well, yes. We'll see. Depends how lazy I get.
Yes, we were.
They won't let you get too lazy, because they'll come and pick at you. Be like, no, you're not going to lie down.
Oh, yeah. Poke, poke.
bite, 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 get up, right? Get up. I'm like, no.
Yep. Come run out of the house with me. It's time to run out of the house. Look, there's a moth. Gotta get it. Gotta get it.
It's nice out, so we might be going back into the cat pack. I mean, they did a few weeks ago. I was wandering around with, well, the first one was like Lex in there, and then I had Jasper on the leash, and then the next one was just Felix for a bit. And anyway, I know it looks
very nice.
More weird because I don't like to put it on my back, which is more comfortable because I want to keep my eye on them, make sure they're okay. Yeah. And then if there's another dog or something comes by, you know, but you know, having it on the front is an extra, whatever, however much they weigh, 10 to 13 pounds, depending per cat. Yeah. And your back's like, whoa.
I understand.
But they're so cute.
I definitely want one of those, but Maggie's pretty big. I don't know.
Twix says no. We did try it, and I just went to the backyard, but she was like, get me out of here. So we did. But and the other two were good.
I don't think Bean would go for it.
No, I think, well, what did you say? You're putting like shelves, or you put like a bird feeder outside. So you're going to have like essentially cat TV outside. So that's good. Good enough.
Yes.
That'll be good.
Yeah.
That'll be entertaining. I put cat TV. I used to put it on all the time for them if I was only going out for a couple hours. But the last time I put it on, Felix was like pouncing at the screen. And I'm like, we're going to lose the TV. So I had to turn it off. Usually it wasn't bad. Like Lex would smack at it a bit or Felix would, but this one wasn't good. So I'm like, I better not. It's not going to be good.
No. But we put it on an iPad for Bean. Maggie's never been really interested in it.
I remember Bean.
We'll put it on an iPad for Bean because she goes nuts. She scratches at the TV. She tries to get behind it because she's trying to get behind the glass to get at whatever's on the screen. Yeah. She doesn't really understand.
Felix is done.
And like, I'm afraid she's going to rip it off the wall. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? So Bean used to pounce, like just walk around before we had our TV mounted on the wall. She would just walk around the TV and she'd look at the front and she would see it was still there and she'd try to get it. And when she couldn't, she'd walk around the back trying to find it. And then she would look at me. She was so confused. So it was pretty adorable.
Well, you sound better. You sound like you're not so sick.
I am definitely getting better. It's just been slow. Very, very slow. I'm thinking it's allergies because it's that time of year and the way it's lingering. I'm feeling like it's allergies. It
probably was sick and now allergies and beautiful.
That's probably exactly what's going on, but that's okay. What about you? How's your cough going?
It just likes to hang out. It's fine. it's there. Amber has this allergy tab that, I mean, it's not special. It's not over the counter, but she was told to take that almost daily just to keep her allergies at bay. So I thought, you know, maybe I'll just try that because if it's not any of these other things, maybe it's allergies that have gotten worse. And I'm not used to having allergies really. So I've just started taking that daily and I think it's a little better, but it could be in my head, but I think it is a bit, I'm just going to go with it's better. Like it's still cough and still cough at night, but I think it's a bit better. So we're just going with some positivity that a little magic allergy pill is going to stop this madness. So I hope so.
Yes.
Anyway, I'm putting everything into it. Too. And then I told Amber about that. And when we gone to an allergist with her, he was the weirdest freaking guy. I think I told you about him.
Oh, no.
And he was just a weird dude. He was so serious about, what about pineapple? You could be allergic to latex. That's a big thing. Like, he made a huge deal about these things. She hates pineapple. She doesn't eat it. So anyway, these things can develop. They can get worse. Like he was very weird and dramatic. Oh, so when I told her, I said, well, maybe allergies are a bit worse. So I'm going to take that same one you have. And she looked at me. She's like, you know, allergies, they can get worse. Have you had any pineapple, Mom? Oh, I'm like, no, that went on for a little bit. It was quite funny. I'm like, no, and no.
Oh, boy. People are weird. I like people.
After we left, after she did like, it was like 18 vials of blood they took for allergy tests. It was insane. Maybe more. Oh, she was faint. I had to feed her right after. And you know what they found?
Yeah.
Exactly the same stuff we told him when we walked in. Just like grass, cats, dogs, stuff like that. So we're like, oh, that's great. Anyway, so.
Yeah.
So I think things are.
Yeah, I've got to do that allergy testing.
Well, hopefully you don't have to do that one. We thought it was just going to be, you know, that scrape, you know, where they put it on your arm. It's a bunch of little pricks. And they see whatever flares up. That's what we thought. But no, we got the special guy.
Yeah.
He's like, well, we can't risk it. She could have a full anaphylactic shock from pineapple. Yeah. So we can't risk doing that. I'm like, oh my God. Oh my God. So
I wonder if he's allergic to pineapple and that's why he's got a hate on for it.
He was weird. Like, you know, like how they say a mullet is like business in the front, party in the back. He was business on top and slob in the bottom. Like he was wearing, and it didn't fit, but like a jacket, like a suit jacket and shirt, and I think a tie. But the bottom was like these track pants and wildly neon colored runners. And it didn't go together. We'll just say.
Wow.
I'm like, dude, are you used to Zoom meetings?
So he stopped his fashion development in the 90s?
It was half and half.
No, that was a very popular thing in the 90s. Yeah.
Really? Ill-fitting tops and jackets with that crap? Oh, well, then I guess that's what happened.
Yeah, it was very popular in the early 90s, early to mid 90s. I remember a lot of like my teachers in high school. Yeah.
I do not remember
a lot of teachers would dress crap like that.
Well, this was,
maybe it was just where I lived. It was,
we were in the waiting room and we saw him and we both looked at each other like, I hope that's not him. And then another guy came out in a white jacket and we thought, oh, that's great. He was going to do an asthma test. Well, she had already done that. And so we did have to see Pineapple Man. But anyway.
Oh, boy.
That was a fun time.
Well, at least you have a great story about Pineapple Man.
Having to call him to follow up. Anyway, we're going to stop about that right now. We have our regular five stories for you. We have a few from listeners. We have two that are from the same listener. So I'm going to read one and Danielle's going to read one. It'll be like a twofer. We like to call it a twofer. It doesn't come out on Tuesdays, so we can't call it a twofer Tuesday, but whatever. So that's great. And we have the amazing, the anticipated, the prequel to the Poop with a Stick story. Oh yes, everybody, we're back to the theme. And sorry,
ball poo.
But thank you.
Well, we're not that sorry. We're pretty excited.
You know what? We warned you.
We did. We did.
Knew it was coming back. So
absolutely.
We're excited,
and we're pretty excited. I'm going to start with my story now because I haven't heard the prequel yet. I've been waiting for Jesse to read it to us. So we're going to get going because I want to hear this story. I hope it's it's good, but as gross as the first one. So my first story is an online story, and it's pretty gross because we're going to start you off the way we're going to finish it, just how it rolls here. So it says, in college, I worked in a FedEx hub loading 18-wheelers. And part of the load were two buckets that were very heavy and should not have been put through the regular sorting system. Sadly, they were, and they spilled. 2 5-gallon buckets of bull sperm spilled. Let me tell you, this day, as a mom and a former daycare worker, I have never smelled anything as foul as 10 gallons of bull sperm in an unair-conditioned warehouse in the middle of a Pennsylvania summer.
I almost gagged there.
I'm very sorry for your horrible summer. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was just to get you going there, a little bit of grossness.
Warm you up. When you were reading it and you said, we are filling up a load. I knew it was coming, so I thought it was funny. But I kind of forgot about the hot Jessie warehouse. So I'm glad you had to read that.
I'm not, because I might still throw up. That's pretty gross. Well, but that's okay. Fortunately, that's something I have never smelled, and hopefully never will.
Oh, God. I hope nobody ever, ever does again. That's disgusting, honestly. But
right?
That's a bad day.
Yes. That's a bad
day for that person.
Ew. That's a bad summer. I don't imagine that smell would just go away.
Probably.
And if it was in the sorting system, it's probably in like the mechanical works for this machine. They probably never got it cleaned out. They probably smelled it the entire summer.
Probably wasn't a bad day for those bowls, though. They probably had a good day.
Well, no, they probably enjoyed their part of it.
Really. Oh, God. Okay, we're going to move along. We're getting the gross warmed up. I don't know what's wrong with me today. Our next one is from a listener going by anonymous. So we're going to get going on that one instead. And I'm not going to get through the first sentence after what I just said here. Okay. I had a job erecting those giant tents people use for the outdoor weddings and fairs. All right, let's get over that, because that's not what they meant.
It's not what they meant, but we're...
The timing.
We're about a 12-year-old mentality right now. We apologize. It's true. Perfect.
Sorry.
Timing. Whew, I love the way our stories just kind of flowed together.
Yes. Okay. We were putting up a 40 by 100 tent for a food festival one day in a big city park. It usually took about 3 to 4 hours to put them up once we were all trained and developed a feel for it. To anchor it down, you use 4-foot steel spikes and you have to drive a lot of them into the ground to keep them from flying away. I can't remember the number, but likely in the neighborhood of 50 of them. So you get really good swinging a 12-pound sledgehammer. Getting back to the story. I'm working in the sun on a July day and it's hot, so shirts off and just trying to stay hydrated. I was also not the biggest guy in the world, about 5'10 and about 160 pounds at the time, but after doing that job for a couple months, you get pretty strong. A guy who appeared to be about 2 times my size and his girlfriend are walking by and he sees me hammering the stakes and laughs and trying to impress his girl. He says to me, "I'll bet I can get that into the ground all the way in one swing." Now, knowing how hard it is to hit the top of the stakes as a beginner, I look over and say, "Really, you want to try?" Stop it, I hear you laughing. He walks over and I hand him the sledgehammer. Girlfriend is standing 10 feet away, watching, by the way. He lines it up and takes a mighty swing and a big whiff. Totally missed it. His momentum sent him falling forwards and I watch him running to try and catch his balance and boom, face full of grass. His girlfriend bursts out laughing and I just stand there with a smirk on my face. He gets up, dusts himself off, and said the hammer was wet and it slipped out of his hand. I pick it up and take 2 good swings and it goes in. I'd like to say this girlfriend ran to me saying, "My hero," but no, nothing eventful like that. He walked off with facial grass stains and a severely bruised ego. And I continued to drive huge spikes into the ground all day. Well, that was hard to get through. But that, and not that it was a really good story. So thank you, Anonymous. It was just our mentality was a bit, you know, it's a bit crazy. So
that's
a great story, though. I can only imagine this big dude. It's like a movie scene.
Those are my favorite videos.
It's like those movies that you see,
people trying to show off
and
the big
bully
failing spectacularly.
Yes, exactly. I think it was great. A little bit more of the karma.
I loved
like our last episode.
I appreciate
it. We had some karma stories. I think we have some karma stories today. I mean, that's a good one. And you also have the kind of the second part.
I love some this karma stories.
Listeners, right? Oh, I know.
Yes,
oh.
I have the second story that they sent in. So again, thank you. And I can get through it. I'm a professional.
Sure. Okay.
Right? This is not going to happen. Hold on.
Yeah. You're going to get through it all right.
He says, I was working your... Stop it. Is this payback for making you laugh at the beginning?
You'll see.
Stop it. I was working erecting those same tents, and as it was a pretty hard work, we tended to go through a lot of staff. One day, we were setting up a bunch of small 20 by 20 tents for an air show. The air show is on the tarmac, which is 4 feet of asphalt deep. We had to hammer those anchoring spikes into the asphalt. Not as easy as grass, so we had all hands on deck, or we would just burn out hitting these 30 to 40 times each. Well, there was a new guy who thought he was as smart as they come. He'd been there for a couple of days. I was going through with him how to do the little trick that you have to do to get the tent on the aluminum frame. You had to put a small spike in and push over a lip on the corner. I said that you need to make sure when you do this, you do it away from yourself or you might get hurt. He immediately scoffed at me and said, I got it. Tried to do it, pulling it towards himself, and the spike popped out. With all his strength, he slams the edge of the top of the spike into his forehead.
Oh my god! A nice
6-inch gash across opens up. The skin peels down, and you can actually see his skull.
Oh my god.
Then the blood. I didn't think there was that much blood in a body. It looked like a scene out of Carrie. We wrapped him up and got him to the hospital, and he got stitched up. Surprise, surprise, he never came back to work. Well, no. That is nasty. There it is.
I was ready for that.
Yeah. I was waiting for that. I'm like, it's coming.
Yeah, actually,
that's
replied,
a horrible thing to have to see.
I replied
and
to
that's
the to the listener, and I'm like, surprise, surprise, and I was like, I love it, and they're like, yeah, I thought you guys would like that. So you know, they're a listener when they know about surprise, surprise,
right?
Well, no, that's
everybody
horrible.
Should
that's,
know about surprise, surprise.
That was pretty,
that is horrible.
That's pretty
and head
gross.
Wounds bleed.
Ugh. That was gross.
Yeah.
Gross. I wonder if he was like...
I've never seen a head wound quite as bad as that. Yeah. But like, the ones I've seen, they do just gush.
I wonder if he was mentally like a problem later. Like if there was some permanent damage. Because that's pretty hard. And... Yeah, I don't know. Oh. That's not good.
Possibly.
Yeah.
That's... I'm thinking there might have been some permanent damage beforehand, and that's why he couldn't listen to simple instructions.
Maybe.
It's
maybe.
A very a simple bit. Rule. Everywhere I've ever worked that does any sort of manual labor, the rule is push towards your buddy, don't pull towards your body.
Oh, I've never heard that before.
No. No, I've been on a few. Oh, we're getting a little spotty again. Are you there, Jesse? Oh, I hope not. If you can't follow that, like, no, you're a safety hazard to everybody around you as well as yourself. There's no place for you on a construction site. Oh boy. Well, it figures this would happen now because it was time for you to read the story that I'm dying to hear. Are you there? Completely gone. Okay, well, I guess I'm going to read another story while we wait and see if Jessie can recover this from her side. And I'm just going to sulk a little bit because I was very excited to hear that story she had. So the last one we have is another customer service story. Well, the last one I have. Here's hoping Jessie gets back. So a customer storms up to this counter looking angry. The customer says, "My wife ordered a sofa and it hasn't arrived yet. What the F is taking you guys so long?" Me: "Well, did the company you order it from provide a shipping or a tracking number?" And the customer says, yeah, but I don't see why it's taking so long. It's not even coming from outside the state. You had better pray you have not lost it. It's an expensive sofa made by an Italian designer. It's worth $5,000. So I look up the tracking number, and the customer provides to me, and I raise an eyebrow, and I said, sir, this item has just left Italy. It's coming via shipping container, so it might be some time, possibly a few months, before we have it here in Georgia. Customer's like, oh, what was it doing in Italy? We ordered it from a company in Rome. Me, sir, you ordered it, an Italian sofa from Rome, and you thought it was coming from Rome, Georgia? The customer says, well, where else would it be coming from? Me, Rome, Italy? The customer says, well, how was I supposed to know there was a Rome in Italy? Maybe, I don't know, grade school would have taught you that.
Grade school.
Thinking. I see you've made it back, though. I'm so happy you made it back.
Yeah, I don't really know what happened. Like, all right. I had, whatever. But you got your story out, and I'll get to the editing later.
I got my story out, which leaves you.
Oh, yes.
You to tell us the most anticipated, much begged for, finally received, dying to hear it. Let's go.
Okay. Okay. There was a history or backstory to the stick poking poo incident. Weeks before this incident. Oh, no. Sorry.
Twiki,
no. Jesus. Not now. Everything at once. You can hear her, right? No, Twix. Yes. Not right now.
Yes, we can.
Everything's happening.
Twix is like, no, we don't want to hear this. It's gross. It's gross.
She's right. Okay, I'm looking at her. Weeks before this incident, when this new resident moved into the house, and within a couple days, the toilet started getting clogged. At first, I assumed she must have been flushing something she shouldn't have been, like wipes or paper towels. I had a talk with her and everyone about not trying to flush anything like that, including everyone, including my pooper, agreed. And said they weren't doing anything like that. But the clogging of the toilet continued. And these were not clogs we were able to handle with a plunger ourselves. Residents and staff alike all tried, but there was no budging this shit, literally. Ugh. One incident happened 3 times in a week. Another time, the resident's bathroom was clogged, so while they're waiting for a plumber, I let them use the staff bathroom, and that got clogged too. So I asked the plumbers repeatedly, that we're coming to our house, what can we do? The solution we came up with was installing a whole new high power flush toilet. I had high hopes. It still didn't work. I didn't know what to do with the situation. No. The program can't afford to call a plumber every time this girl has to poop. I had thought it was about the volume she was pooping, and I had a talk with her about flushing halfway through, maybe. I was seriously at a loss, and it just kept happening. I watched the plumbers use the toilet auger so many times, I decided to go to Home Depot and buy a big industrial toilet auger to do it myself. And I did it a couple times a week. I now possess a skill I never wanted. And now we know what happened in the end. There is a stick.
Oh, yes.
There is a poop. But there now we have the prequel. We have the prequel.
Oh, man.
So, that's pretty gross. That anonymous, you were a very dedicated worker to your job. A very caring person. Yeah. And you must have an amazing gag reflex. Like, you must be able to hold it down. Because I would not be able to handle that very well. I mean, I've had two kids. But it's a different story. That's a different matter. Story. Mm-mm.
It would be a matter of clear it quick because I need somewhere to throw up. Like, no.
Yeah, it's a nasty business. No,
there are certain things that I just don't do, and that's one of them.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Totally.
Whenever it happens at work, I get one of the guys. I'm like, I don't even care. Feminism be damned. One of the guys can deal with the toilet stuff. Do not care.
Now that
not going to happen.
Like when you walk in and find that, is that what you're saying? Or after you've walked?
Yes.
Walked out? No.
I have not caused it myself. Okay.
Good.
But I have walked in just a couple. Sorry. Like it's not often, but sometimes I've walked in and I've looked at the toilet and I've walked right back out. Mm-hmm. And I've gone to one of the guys and I'm like, somebody's like, I'll stand by the door because, you know, it's the ladies' room. I'll stand by the door and you need to go inside and deal with what you find because we're not going to do it.
No, exactly.
So, yeah. You always have to wonder what these people are eating because, wow.
Sometimes.
But yeah.
You know what? I don't wonder. I don't want to know. I don't want to see. I don't want remnants. Nothing. Thank you.
Nope.
This is not crossing my mind. Okay. No. No. Oh, well, let's hope this actually all records together and saves together. Otherwise, we're re-recording tomorrow. Here's hoping it's good.
It's okay. Yeah. We can always spend tomorrow laughing and being silly again, too.
It's true.
So
it is true.
I'm good with that.
So,
but yeah, that was a weird issue today.
Felix is now in the closet banging stuff around. Episode 30 is going insane at my house anyway. I swear.
Yeah.
I don't know. I should have locked them out, but they weren't the reason it crapped out. So anyway. So you know how we were talking
never
about.
The reason.
No, of course not. They're angels. We were talking about how maybe we'd have some people come on the show to host with us. Well, I did talk to somebody and they're going to do it. We just don't know exactly when. So
very
that's going to be fun.
Very exciting. You know,
we're looking into trying to find ways to reach out to other podcasts to see if maybe we could do some host swapping sort of stuff. And it's not dirty, just before people start thinking. So anybody has any suggestions, you let us know. But just to get some more stories to you guys and some more listeners, you know, we always say more listeners, more stories, more us rambling.
Yes.
I mean, maybe less of us rambling because there's more stories to actually listen to. Either way, if anybody does
to continue, we'll continue to ramble and read stories. We just want more stories because we love these stories. We love reading your stories and sympathizing with what you poor people have had to go through and
laughing at it.
That was pretty.
Sometimes laughing at it. We're laughing with you, not at you. That's right.
Definitely. We've never laughed at anybody who has sent in a story. We've laughed at some of the people that the stories have been about.
Oh, true.
Mister, I'm going to pull this sharp metal spike towards my head thinking nothing's going to go wrong. Really?
My
head. How have you survived
hurts.
This long?
Just thinking about it, my head
just
hurts.
Thinking about it?
It's not good. So if you guys want to send stories, where can they send them to? Because I'm not trying that today. Things have already gone sideways.
IWCCTpodcast@gmail.com. You can also find us on Facebook at If Water Coolers Could Talk and on Instagram at IWCCTpodcast. And we put up actually Jesse does most of those cute little video ads reminding you of when our episodes come out and stuff. She's pretty good at this stuff. I'm not anymore. So she's doing a great job over there.
Well,
and we put up
you.
All of the memes and pictures and stuff we talk about. So go over
cat
there.
Videos, keep cat videos.
Lots of cat videos.
Mm, not enough.
What can we say? We love our pets. Our cats, our pugs, we love our animals.
You know, the
I'm hoping to get some new.
And the Lex are the only ones who behaved on this side today. And Jasper wasn't.
Weird.
Right before we were recording. He was going insane.
He was not.
I don't know what
I thought
heard,
he was going to be the one that we heard today.
No, Twix decided she wanted to be on today, apparently.
Nice.
Okay. All right. Well, let's. We'll see you around the water cooler next week. And if this doesn't record well, I'll see you around the water cooler tomorrow. But I think it's going to be okay. We'll see everyone else next week.
I think it'll be good. Okay. Definitely. Stay hydrated, my friends.
All right. Bye.
Bye.